Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hey, busy mamas. Welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. It is another episode with a fabulous guest on the line. And today I have Carrie Ann Colleen, and she is the creator of this amazing summit, which I'm saying it's amazing and I'm on it. So we'll tell you guys all about that in the notes, but it's called the Nourished Mama Summit. And she spells, well, I'm going to give you a link, but she spells mama the M-O-M-M-A way. I always spell it the M-A-M-A way. And she's also a coach to parents. And I'm really excited to have her on the show today because she has an amazing story to share and just amazing, great strategies for how to really create happiness in any family situation. So I'm going to let her tell a little bit more about herself and her story, but welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Mia. I'm so happy to be here speaking to your tribe of parents and mamas. And I am a nourished mama, and I'm on a mission to make parenting happier. And it started with me being extraordinarily unhappy with trying to make myself happy and buying things to make myself happy or exercise to, you know, try to make myself happy by being a smaller jean size or anything like that. And those things totally backfired. So I really learned how to nourish my soul and my heart with positive words and positive self-talk. And I've started to go really easy on myself and be really forgiving to myself and others. And it really started to shift my life. So when I had the opportunity after my third daughter was born, I said, I'm going to take this opportunity as far as I can and really try to help other parents with their own nourishment. So that's what I'm doing today.
So, and you made parenting sound really easy, but can you tell everybody how old your kids are? Because you've got three very little ones. So you're not, it's not like you've waited till they're teenagers and you're all of a sudden nourishing yourself.
No, I actually am a single mom of three, a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 21-month-old. And what I find is my savior is knowing that I don't have to make it perfect and really, really, really checking in with myself and my own feelings and emotions before I approach situations with my kids and really just allowing them to be children has helped a lot. And I am super busy. And I know people who are listening, we're all really busy with really full plates. And how do we go easy on ourselves while we are, like, I always saw that I was juggling so many different balls and then like one day they fell to the ground. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute, really? Here's what's happening is like, I'm like this child at heart and soul. And yet I have all these adult responsibilities. I was working a full-time job as a public school teacher. I was, you know, parenting and really like pressuring myself to have my children like grow up in like this ideal situation. Mm-hmm. And I realized how stressful it was for me to try to keep up with an image. And so then I really just kind of took a step back and I was like, wait a minute. I kind of got caught up in the whole process of being an adult, but I hadn't caught up to that yet. I was like, part of me still just wanted to like go back to bed and cover up and just be like, this isn't real. Yeah. And to add to it, I was in a marriage that really wasn't supportive. So there was that side of it. And I had to make a decision to choose myself or to choose like that ideal family structure where you're like, okay, you have a mom, a dad, three kids, a dog, a cat, and you're both, you both go to work and come home. And I'm like, no. So I really started to align with people like yourself and people who are really, really into how do we become the people who we are truly meant to be and really make an imprint on the world. Because I feel like, and I felt like when I was going through this transformation, that I had a message that would help people someday because I was going through it. And I know we talked to Mia, and I really do align with your story of how we start generating this momentum towards becoming the best feeling or best experiencing person that we can be. And we really build ourselves up and we bring others along with it. So it's a life that I realized was all about creating the best life you could create. And it's so far from perfect, so far from perfect.
can we break down? It's funny because not all these podcasts are going to go live at the same moment, but I have talked to a few wonderful women today, and we've actually talked pretty exclusively about self-care and nourishment. So I feel like it's been like 5 hours of talking about this. And so can we break down in your view what nourishment means? Because it's funny, someone was just saying like, let's name an event I'm doing and using that word in it. And it's funny, I was like, wait, I don't know if I want to use that word, because I feel like when you feel nourished, it doesn't feel like that big of a deal, but it's just one of those words that's being thrown out a lot. And I feel like a lot of people don't think that they can ever feel that way. Can we break it down a little to like what it actually means in like really doable sort of things that people can relate to?
Oh yeah, of course. Okay. So, I felt like I was giving to others from a cup that was empty all the time. And so what that caused in me was a sense of panic. Like things were being taken from me, like all my energy is being given away. And so when I was feeling empty, that's what led me into what was like, I don't know, like a depression or just totally feeling lack, like a pit. And what I learned to do was to really recreate and actually really create a language for myself that was nourishing, because words have frequencies in a vibration, and words that are like love based or compassion based, like be compassionate to myself today because I was with a sick child all weekend at my parents' house and I'm exhausted today. So I'm really going gentle, and I'm not like, I've kind of turned my brain off and I'm focusing more inward. So that to me is nourishment, because the words that I used to say to myself were, oh, you got it wrong again. Like, oh, you did this. So my nourishment for parents is, it does have the food component, because that's so important, but it also goes into what are we watching? What are we putting in front of ourselves? What are we talking to others about? Are we complaining? Are we... One of the biggest things for me is that I complained so much, and that was a form of malnourishment, like for me, because what it did was it created more chaos for me. So I learned to switch my language to really, really talking about what I wanted in life. And then I realized that I could really start to create a different story for myself the more I nourished myself with positive words, and the more I nourished myself with positive relationships. So I started to align with people who were actually really more positive. And once I kind of gravitated from the negative, and if I could share one thing with people today, just be like, just be aware today of how you're feeling and how you're responding to situations in your life that you really don't have a ton of control over, because if we talk about like the empty cup thing, really the only person that we have total control over, and some of us don't feel that we do at all, is ourselves and how we respond and react to situations. So I've learned, go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking like that just brings to mind like school pickup and after school activities. And I just feel like those are like a petri dish for complaining about things. And I remember making a really concerted effort to find people in those situations who were either talking about something different, because usually if you're not talking about the actual school activity or whatever at hand, there's not much to complain about. But like just find people who aren't, you know, talking about that, because there's, I mean, obviously in some situations things just need to get done. But a lot of times that's just like empty. That's just such a waste. I was feeling like it was such a waste of time. I would sit there and I would be like, oh my God, I just wasted an hour that I could have been with one of my other children or getting work done or exercising or prepping dinner, like whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, and so I very much remember that sort of school related jabber that goes on. But right now we're recording this in the middle of the elections. And that's another huge one. I mean, that is just like, if you really sit down and take that in, that is not nourishing.
It is. Well, that's the thing. It's like, so I guess the first thing I started to do is I have like, I gathered so much information from people. I actually got really into essential oils for healing because I was depressed and I had a lot of like depression, anxiety issues. And so through that, I learned about something called the law of attraction. And that is like how to attract what you want in life rather than how to stay stuck. And I was definitely stuck. So my form of nourishment came from that. That was like the first stepping stone for me. And then I started to journal and I started to really chart, like really be deliberate about what I wanted in life. And it had to do with, I wanted a peaceful and harmonious family. I wanted a better upbringing than what I had. I wanted a better relationship with my children. And I was trying to force all of that. What I had to change was my approach. So that's where I had to start filling my cup with self-love. And I remember the first day I looked in the mirror and I actually, I'm 40 years old and this happened when I was 38. I actually like smiled back at the person who I was. And I was like, I love you and you are so imperfect and you are so far from like where you want to be. But I knew it was going somewhere. Like I knew that every single day that I woke up, I was going to be doing something that was different than coming home every night and watching television. Because Mia, you talk about like, you talk about food as nourishment, and you also have the, you also get it that we have to grow ourselves if we're ever going to change. And so I look at like some television as empty calories, like certainly the election. And so we can tap into like personal growth books and really learn about how to create the life that we want. Or we can talk about the life that we don't want over and over again. And either way, it's going to take the same amount of time. So I was like, well, if I have an hour at night, then I'm going to read, you know, I'm going to read Eckhart Tolle's book about the power of now and how to be, a, how to create the dream that I know that I'm here to create. And so everybody listening to your podcast today actually has a gift to give. Right. And many of us don't know it because we get so like we kind of get tunnel visioned into doing, doing, doing. Yep. But if we simply nourish our body and our mind and our soul and our heart so that we can be present, then we have so much more power.
And so that's and the gift can be as simple as we're here. We have these children, right? So like we were given the children that we were given for a reason because we're the perfect people to, you know, shepherd them into their life.
We are.
And so, you know, our children are our children. They're not somebody else's children for a reason. And so I think that that in itself, if we take, you know, calling and work off the table is is huge, right? And a, the, like the biggest job of all.
Yeah, it is. And so I figured this out, right? And I was like, well, why am I, this is actually where my marriage came to an end because I was like, well, I'm choosing myself into be home with the kids. and over an income or a job because it was like that love or money thing. And self-love and love for my children was actually like the most important part, right? And my soon-to-be ex-husband didn't align with that. But it is like, as parents, we can grow ourselves up through, you know, as we parent our children, so that I always thought like I have to stay like a stair step above my children because they evolve so quickly. And and it's like we can either be parallel with them and be triggered by, you know, their rawness and their realness, because kids are so raw and so real. And we just have to, it's almost like we just have to like get out of the way. And my kids are like, hey, mom, just food. And, you know, help me every once in a while. And, but then like, we just want to make a mess of the house. We want to, you know, we just want to be kids. And like, at that point I looked, I'm like, well, why am I forcing them to do these extracurricular activities when they're not choosing them? Right. Yep. Like we can take them to soccer practice. One of my daughters didn't like soccer and she would like roll around on the grass. So, it was like just really opening up my eyes to what my kids were showing me. And, and then if there was what I call like an emotional trigger, then it was like, okay, well, why is that coming up for me? And I was always able to trace it back to childhood, always. Cause you know, that's what our legacy is. And it turns out there's a lot to be said about how we can really cut free from that, which is, you know, ultimately what my path has showed me to do.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I love that. It's funny because two things. One, you know, I at the time that I changed food, I also did a lot of that same mindset work. And they're very intertwined. Like, I feel like I happened into food first, which opened the door to the mindset stuff, which I don't think I could have done with all the shit, so to speak, that I was putting in my body at the time.
Oh yeah, it blocks your.
Yeah, and then I think other people are motivated by the you know, making themselves better, but very quickly, once you're starting to love yourself, you wouldn't give yourself the food that doesn't serve you. So I feel like it's like two paths to the same situation.
Sure.
Yeah, and it sort of depends on your personality, which way ends up better, you know, which way gets you there better.
Yeah. And what I find is that if you love yourself, no matter what, everything else becomes easier. So it becomes easier to choose better foods because you're not feeding the part of yourself that you hate. So just an example today is like, I was stressed out today and tired. And what do I turn to? Chocolate.
Yep.
And it was because I was at that lower point that I chose something to like, soothe that.
Yep.
But I observed it and I didn't judge. And I was like, oh, this is just an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So it's really awareness and total imperfection.
And I hope you had a little piece of chocolate anyway.
I did. And it was chocolate almond, chocolate covered almonds.
So yum. Yum. That sounds good. And so have you noticed, so you've been at this for like 2 years. Yeah. Like sounds like, so, it sounds like you were triggered at a similar moment to me, which was when my third was born.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and have you noticed how that's impacted your older daughter, your 9-year-old?
Oh,
have you seen it shift her energy?
Oh, my kid's energy has shifted so much since all of this happened. And so here's what I noticed about my 9-year-old daughter is that I was a much different mom back then. Mm-hmm. I was a mom. I called myself the white knuckle mom because I was like, we're getting up early. I have to go to work. I have to drop you up at daycare, blah, blah, blah. I'm home. You know, it was like that total methodical. And so with my baby Anya, I'm just so more deeply connected to her, but then again, I'm deeply connected to all my children now.
Yep.
We have a very special routine at night where I do a meditation with them, and it's just become so sacred. And also, my 9-year-old actually this weekend was having a really hard time. And so I really connected with her and was lying in bed with her. And I said, "What's going on? Talk to me, use your words," because she was, since I've opened up and been authentic with myself, it's allowed my children to do the same. And she said, "Mom, you didn't treat me the same way as Anya back then." And I said, "You're so right, honey." And she's always been super sensitive. She's always been so aware of injustice and things like that. And I said, "I was such a different mom back then." I said, "But I realized that I had this opportunity to be a better mom in general. And I've done everything that I could possibly do, and I continue to do it because I want to be able to lie in bed with my children at night and have them talk to me about things like that. Like, Mom, I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling sad." And it was like a pivotal moment for me for her to be able to say that, because we need to open up and talk more like that authentically with our kids. And having gone through a separation this year with the children, it's brought up a lot, and we really had to be where we are. And whether it's like sadness or happiness, it's like we're there as a family together. And sometimes it can look like the world is ending, but what I found is that when it looks that way, on the other side of it, we just totally grow. We totally grow. We totally become in sync. And we continue to forge forward with like a deeper connection that never was there before.
I love that. And I
So,
hope there's
the,
many single
yeah.
parents passing this around, because that's such a good
know.
message.
It really is. So, like, Mia, that's my nourishment. It's like if I was still down in my own wallows, I couldn't show up for my kids that way. But that's what kids need. They need to be able to be authentic with their parents. I was afraid of my parents. I told her this too. I said, "Honey, when I was a child, I didn't have a voice to be able to say those things, because it was like, I'm the parent, you're the child." And there's a way to do that so that it's not like super negative, but I really, like I said, this weekend, I was like, "Wow, I've done something. I've done something." And she, so having an empowered child also means that there's a voice behind the feeling that comes out. So what happens when it comes out is that they tell you you're garbage. Like, you're not being real with me, Mom. Like, come on. Like, and so that makes me own my stuff. So that's also, that's like also nourishment. Like, wow, okay.
I love that. And so what are tell us a little bit. So how does food play into your life? Actually, you know what I would love to hear? I would love to hear sort of, I feel like what your days look like have totally changed in the past 2 years. So will you tell, like, what does your ideal day look like? And comment on that a little bit, like, 'cause I know probably it doesn't always happen, but
My ideal day looks like waking up. It would be waking up and being able to get in a mindset. And that would be a loving and a compassionate mindset that I would start with myself by saying, today I choose happiness, and I choose to seek out positive things. And so once I kind of set that state in myself, and that starts with going to bed that way too. Like, I fall asleep so easily because I can just get into a really quick, peaceful state, which is a total blessing. And then I just continue to check in with myself throughout the day. And so it would be, I'm a very spontaneous person, but I'm also learning, because I'm busy building a business, that I have to be on task. And so it would be if I'm home with my daughter, Anya, it's really letting her kind of guide me to where she wants to go, which has brought me to some really wonderful explorations with her. And
she's the baby?
She's the baby.
Got it.
She's the baby. So, and then I just wanted to get to also what you were saying about food and food to Mia, because I allow my kids to use the kitchen. I allow my kids to totally use the kitchen. And I remember in our conversation that we had, it was like really using that to foster the loving, nurturing relationship. And it's like, they love to cook and bake and make things. And so that's where we come together. And we haven't done that a ton recently because my mind has totally been shifted to the Nourish Mama Summit. But it is, even my baby wants to like stir things and pour things. And we love to create and make, you know, smoothies with berries. We love, like, I do have that nutrition background as a teacher. So I studied nutrition quite a bit. And my mom even was a nutrition teacher growing up. So it's like, I do have that background. And it has become a focus because my kids, one of them has like ADD. So she needs like a specific, they all have specific dietary needs, I believe. So it's like trying to weave those into their diet.
But right. And it sounds like you're empowering them by letting them figure out how to blend it. Yeah. I love that.
And then talking about what specifically the berries do for the cells, you know, and because we're really big on that. I wish we had more, like in my ideal world, we would have community gardens all over the place where we could just go pick berries because of the property, the healing properties of them. But the kitchen's open for the kids. And they're, you know, I always have it stocked with, right now it's like with fruits and vegetables, easy to go. But that's not to say that we don't like go for the easy, simple stuff. But the rice bowls are going to be the first thing from your website. I cannot wait to make them.
So tell me, since you're in the middle of this thing, that's like, and I feel like we all have these, whether we're an entrepreneur or a working mom, like it could be that a relative is coming to visit us for a couple days and that feels stressful, but we all have these like, you know, times where we feel like we can get into that rhythm and, you know, really it feels easier to nourish ourselves. And then there's times when we're tested. Right. And so I know that you're definitely in a time that you're probably being tested. You're like, you know, you're going through all your family stuff, plus you're launching this amazing thing into the world. So what are some of the little things that you do on a daily basis besides, you know, waking up that really help you? Like what are little things that you're doing to nourish yourself throughout the day? So that you can still show up for your kids and do this at the same time?
Well, honestly, connecting with people like you is a great sense of nourishment. And that I do daily. I always make sure that I reach out to someone positive because being a mom, and that's like my number one thing is be a giver. Okay. So if you know that there's somebody in your life right now who is struggling, or if that person is you, give to yourself first. Here's what you can give yourself. Give yourself compassion for wherever you are. Give yourself love, right? Give yourself a hug. And so when we give to ourselves first, then we can give to others without feeling the empty depletion. Like, or we have the opposite of like, we're constantly giving to other people and not filling our own cup. So I always make sure that through this time, I always connect with somebody positive, somebody who's doing the same thing that I'm doing, or somebody who's done it, right? Who's in it, who I'm being coached right now by these amazing entrepreneur leaders. And I am in their, I am in the Facebook group whenever I can, feeding off of their information and doing it. And so I, oh, go ahead.
Well, no, go. Keep finishing.
Oh, so, yep. So that is how I'm getting through with coaching, with support. I could not be where I am right now without my coach. In all honesty, I was like, she was my lifeline as I was really cutting through and really like seeing my future and then going to get it.
Yep.
And I, for any parent who wants that right now, I just say like, it is totally possible. And I'm sure you can say it too. It's like, you just have to like lean into people and just have them support you. I also go to bed. I listen to my body. I try to exercise. I eat, I pay attention to my nutrition. I am trying to drink a ton of water. I used to be so much better at it, but, I meditate. I take baths. I try not to get involved with family drama or any other drama, including the end of the relationship that I'm in. Like I've put like, I call it like a bubble around my family and I, and I'm just dedicating my energy, because it goes so quickly, to what is so just the most important. That's my children and my kids. I mean, myself and my kids. And I put myself first, because unless I'm honoring my own self and nourishing my own self, things start to break down.
Hmm.
But the breakdown's totally okay at the same time.
Yes.
You know, it really is, right? You're traveling with your children right now. And I mean, I'm sure there's been moments.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, we're so close at all moments of the day.
Yeah.
No, and I love all those strategies. And I feel like that, back to the coach thing. I mean, I've, you know, in my business, I've been heavily mm-hmm. coached for a couple mm-hmm. of years now. Mm-hmm. But I find that there's little, so like, you know, at the beginning of the whole way I got into healthy eating was I was open to hear from someone how they thought one should eat. And so I mm-hmm. took her advice for a little bit. And then, you know, I took that as far as it could go. And then mm-hmm. she was this amazing wealth of knowledge of what I should be eating, but she wasn't necessarily a cook. So eventually mm-hmm. I got sick of eating the five things that I could eat. And I, you know, went and took a class that was, mm-hmm. you know, where someone taught me how to cook. And so I feel like every step of the way, and like and it doesn't have to be like you always take a class or hire somebody. Mm-hmm. I feel like if your in-laws really bug you, then find somebody whose in-laws really don't bug them
mm-hmm.
and, you know, totally. Talk to them and like, don't complain to them, but just understand, like, see how they're making that happen. Cause you can always mm-hmm. learn from that situation or even just sometimes like, you know, get off, you know, understand from their energy and just shift a little bit of what you're doing. So I feel like always finding that person and knowing that it might not be the same person for every situation, but there's mm-hmm. like a pause. There's somebody doing what you need to do well in your world for almost every situation.
Exactly. And so align with that, and you don't have to do it all at once. And you said like tiny shifts. Like if you start with tiny shifts, like going to bed at night and writing out positive things, like being grateful. Gratitude is a huge and so powerful. Being grateful for what you have rather than wanting more, right? Yeah. Rather than being, you know, oh man, I need a bigger house or my car. I need a bigger car. Like really just be grateful. And that sets a great stage, great opening for other things to happen.
Yeah. I love it. Well, so thank you so much for all bits of, I find that we always get all these little bits of things that people can take action on. So I hope everyone's gotten something from this episode, especially, especially all those single mamas out there. Cause I love your attitude around that.
Yeah. I mean, it just opens the door for something to come through whenever there's a closure and things like that. So
yes.
Yeah, Mia, it's always so great to talk to you.
Well, I'm not done with you yet. So first, tell us cool. how to get in touch with you. And this is going to air while the summit is still live. So tell everybody how to get to that. And it will also be linked in the notes, but just tell us.
Okay. So the summit is free and all you need to do is enter your first name and your email address and you will have access to, amazing talks like what we just did here on mindset and positive living and all really focused around what we can do as parents for our children. And you can also email me at Carrie, Carrie, Anne, Killeen, Killeen, @gmail.com. And I do have a website, but it's actually just there for the information I just gave you. That will be forthcoming.
Awesome. So I hope everyone goes and signs up for that, because I know some of your lineup and it's great. It's a great wealth of information.
Yeah, it has everything. And so I have amazing like relationship experts on there that really show you how to cultivate the loving relationship, which is like, that is such a foundation for children to be able to see. And so my teaching goes into really how to cultivate unconditional love with self. And with love without fear. And we have such a, you know, we go to love, but then we feel the fear. And that is actually what I'm here to teach, is how to move through that.
Cool.
So that we have opportunity.
I love that. And that's at the Nourished Mama, spelled MOMMA.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's the Nourished Mama Summit.com, right?
That's, yep. Yeah.
Okay.
The Nourished Mama Summit.
So everyone can go sign up there. And you can link in the notes. And then tell us, I have one question that I asked everyone on the podcast. Yeah. And that is, tell us about a meal that had a big impact on you. And it could have been about the food you ate or the company you were with or some aha you had while having that meal. And it could have been something that happened last week or when you were a child, but it had a big impact on who you are today.
Oh man. All right. So seafood has always made me feel very abundant.
Interesting.
Yeah. So oysters, the clams, anything that comes from the ocean, it brings me to childhood when we would eat outside and it was like very joyful and delicious and like just they're so dense with nutrients, and especially like oysters and clams, and they're just really that's it, like anything steamed.
Like, I love that.
Yeah, with like, I don't know, corn on the cob and baked potato and
New England.
I'm from New England. I was like, brings me to Chatham. I just think of Chatham and like going clamming and things like that. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yep, that's it. And so I try to have my kids actually, they'll eat it. They'll totally eat it. They like lobster and shrimp and stuff, but. So
cool. Thank you. And I love that the memory bring, I think the reason food memories are so strong is because they really bring us back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that those moments in our childhood and that those moments can be, it's funny because they can be the things that we have to overcome to nourish ourselves, mm-hmm. but they can also be nourishing. So we sort of have to, you know, think through which memory is in which, you know, in which park.
Yeah.
And clear the ones that don't serve us.
Right. We can clear the ones that don't serve us, and we can, you know, we can recreate for our children what the memories that did serve us. So yeah, we totally get to choose that.
Yep. So thank you so much for being on the podcast.
You're so welcome.
And everybody who's listening, we will see you on the next episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.